So the Bible tells a story about a girl named Miriam. Thank you. And Miriam was, we can imagine, really excited when she found out from her parents that she was going to have a baby brother or a baby sister. She really looked forward to helping take care of the baby and getting to play with it. But she also knew that everyone in her family was kind of nervous and scared when they got this news because they were living in kind of hard and scary times. They lived in Egypt, and Pharaoh was in charge in Egypt. And Pharaoh had decided that the Hebrew people should not be allowed to have any more baby boys. If they had babies, they could keep the girls, but he didn't want them to keep the boys. And so he tried to make the midwives enforce his policy. But they decided they were not willing to go along with such a mean and cruel thing. And so when the midwives came to Miriam's house to help Miriam's mother have the baby, they said, "Do not worry. All the babies born when we're here to help are healthy and they do well. So don't be concerned that we're going to follow Pharaoh's bad rules." And sure enough, a baby was born, a baby boy. Oh, look, that's an even better visual aid than this one. And the midwives helped Miriam's mother, and Miriam got to help take care of the baby. Now, the midwives got called. Pharaoh noticed, there's still baby Hebrew boys around here. What's going on? The midwives got called into Pharaoh's court to explain themselves, and they said, "Oh, sorry, the Hebrew women have their babies so fast, we don't really have a chance to even get there and do anything, so you can't be relying on us to carry out your policy." So then Pharaoh announced, "Well, I want everyone to enforce this. Anyone who sees a Hebrew baby boy should throw it in the river and let it drown." Who's that awful, that mean, that scary? So the family, Miriam's family, kept their baby boy, Moses, hidden in the house. And they took care of him, and really good care of him, so that he wouldn't cry very much. But after a certain point, you know, babies grow. They get bigger and older, and it gets harder and harder to keep a secret. If, like, you have a baby and you don't want anyone to know, it gets harder to hide that. So they decided they were going to have to come up with a new plan. And so what they did was they made a basket. They were going to kind of follow Pharaoh's rule, but not really. They were going to put their baby in the river, but in a basket that was coated with pitch so that it would float. The baby wouldn't get wet. The basket wouldn't sink. And they put the baby in the river in this basket right near where they knew the princess took her bath every day. And they told Miriam to hide in the bushes and watch and see what would happen. And so after a while, the baby Moses started to cry, and the princess heard this crying, and she sent her servants to see what it was, and they brought back a basket with a baby in it. She said, "Oh, this must be one of the Hebrew babies. I would like to take this baby into my household and keep it," because she wasn't mean like the Pharaoh either, and she didn't want to go along with that policy. And so right then, when she said, "I'm going to keep this baby," Miriam jumped out from behind the bushes and ran over to the princess, and she said, "I know someone who can take care of that baby for you while it's little. I know someone who can give it the food it needs and will know just exactly right how to take care of it." And the princess said, "What a good idea. Bring that person here." And so Miriam ran and got her mother. And the princess said to the mother, "I'm going to pay you a certain amount of money, and I want you to take good care of this baby and feed it well for me." And so that's what happened. So Moses was surviving because all of these people were going along with God's way and not Pharaoh's way. Well, then when Moses got older, maybe like your age, the princess wanted him to come and live in the palace and be like a prince in the Pharaoh's family. So he did that for a while, but he realized as he got older, even though there were some wonderful advantages to being a prince, you could pretty much have everything you wanted, he did not want to go along with Pharaoh's cruel ways either. He was not willing to leave behind his people, the Hebrew people, because he realized Pharaoh was making them spend all their time, even his sister and his mother and father, they all had to build bricks all the time. And he didn't think that was right or fair for them to be made to make bricks all the time and never get any compensation for it. So he said, "No, I'm not choosing the life of a prince of Egypt. I'm choosing the life that my people have, and I'm going to share that with them." When he got old enough, he became a leader of the people, and God used Moses to help free the people from their bad situation of slavery, to get away from the Egyptians, to go to another place and start a new life where they could be free. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer before you go to Sunday school. Dear God, we thank you for these stories of the scripture about people and even children who learn to follow your way and to not go along with things that are mean and awful and cruel. We pray that you would continue to give us wisdom and strength and courage so that in our lives we might be faithful to your way. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, have a good time in Sunday school.